went to school, did they tell you a lot about what's proper to say?
So do you.
What sort of things do you hear other people say that you wouldn't say yourself?
Well, I don't know. But I know when you're using the right language and when you ain't. I know when you're placing your right words and when you ain't. Such as that and this.
You don't say that?
Mm-mm. It's according to what I'm talking about, you know, to use that, but not this.
Uh-huh.
Because you don't, you haven't seen the word in the book, this. Right?
Right. You talk different when you're talking to, well, say, do you talk different to whites than you do to colored people? Or do you talk, you know, do you change the way you talk according to who you're talking to?
No. I keep my same speech if it's in the right language,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what color it is. If I'm speaking the right language or the right English, I say the same thing to them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Whether the person's young or old wouldn't make any difference.
Mm-mm. Now, we used to make a difference, but it's no different now. Just like now, when I was growing up, we had to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not proper now.
You don't hear people say that anymore?
No, not too much. Now, because when my children was going to school, the teacher was named Betty Como. And she told the children to ask me, could they say no and yes to me? So that was the proper way.
Mm-hmm.
I told them it didn't make any difference, you know. So it's not proper now, just according to what you be talking about. Sometimes you say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. But for a regular thing, we don't do it anymore.
When would you say yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am?
According to what you're talking about. If you someone to say, Lenny, can the children go to play with me? I'd say no.
Mm-hmm.
They can't go.
If you went to someone's house and knocked on the door and nobody answered, you'd say, well, I guess he's not
at home.
And say if someone came to see you and I saw them out in the yard, I might say, well, she's what, the kitchen, she's...
Say that again.
If someone had come here to see you, and maybe I happened to see them out in the yard, and they asked for you, I'd say, well, she's...
In the kitchen.
And if someone's walking in your direction, you'd say, he's coming straight...
To my house.
Or straight what, me?
Hmm?
He's not walking away from me, he's walking straight...
To Watson.
And if you went into town and happened to see someone that you hadn't been counting on seeing, you say, this morning I just happened to...
I don't know how you would say that.
You say, happened to run...
How would you use it?
Well, if you'd happened to see someone that you hadn't been planning to see, you just happened to see him, you say, I just happened to run...
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you'd use it.
Did you ever say run across him or run into him? Or?
I just happened to see someone I hadn't seen in quite a while. Running up on somebody don't seem nice. I happen to see someone I haven't met in a long time.
Hey,
Hmm?